Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Playoff time for high school football. We talked a little bit about it earlier, and Joey's got one at one of his children at Bristol Central, and we talked with Mark Christopher about Weathersfield. Now I live in Windsor. We got a lot of football, good football teams on the program, that's for sure. We welcome into the program Sean Patrick Boley from Game Time CT, part of CT Insider and Hearst Publications. And good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good. Listen, I don't even know where to start. There's so much high school football to talk about, but you know, people who don't follow it closely. Now, how does it work? How many divisions are there, and how many teams make it? It seems like a massive operation.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Currently, now there are 6 playoff divisions, which are approximately 22, 23 teams each. So overall, that's 48 playoff teams. They just expanded it, I think, 3 years ago. For about 10 years plus, they did 4 divisions of 8 teams each, which was 32, which I thought was a great number. I thought it was a real good representation. You're never going to have a perfect system. There were some teams getting left out, but I mean, it was a lot better than before that, which is they had 6 divisions of 4, and then before that they had 4 divisions of 4, and then before that it was just top 2 and 6 divisions. It's a mess.
Right.
But this is the most the CIAC has ever allowed in it. I don't necessarily like it, but you know, certainly there are a lot more teams getting in, a lot more opportunities for kids. And plus, they allowed us to play up at Rentschler Field and Arup Field at CCSU. So that was kind of the package deal with it.
Yeah, I tend to agree. We were just talking about it. I feel like I don't mind the S and double S and M and small M and L and double L or whatever. But to have a quarterfinals, you're basically playing 3 games in 2 weeks going into, you know, almost the week before Christmas. It does seem a little too much for me. But again, and it's not like it's a huge revenue driver, I don't think. So it's not like they're doing it for the money, maybe just to include more teams. But I live in Windsor. I hear about the football team all the time. And I know they're class double M, but that's just based on school size. They might be the absolute best team in the state, which I think they are. Can you give people a perspective like how good, like a team like Windsor that's undefeated and number one, like how good are they?
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was able to see them at least once, and they knocked off who I thought my number one team was, which was Darien. Darien had a bunch of kids who were all looking at, you know, Division I football scholarships. You know, they have a good receiver who's going to Wake Forest, and you know, it just they have a lot of dudes at Darien. But we said that, oh, man, Darien's got all these dudes, and then Windsor came back, beat him in overtime, and John Manning, their great running back, said, they got dudes? No, we got dudes. And they certainly do have that. I mean, they have some big boys up front. They have Cash Lewis, who's a really just an amazing lockdown corner and a great receiver. John Manning, as I mentioned, the running back, he's been one of the best running backs in the state. They've got some guys who are also going to D1. I mean, Windsor just seems to pump out a lot of D1 guys. I mean, heck, they have a guy right now playing for the Giants in the NFL, in Jason Pinnock.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, they've had some guys play at UConn. They've had guys go pro. I mean, they are a machine up there at Windsor. So this is, sometimes they get rated a lot. A lot of kids maybe might go prep school. They had a quarterback go to Brunswick one year. But this team seems to be like, this is a cohesive unit that really wants to go out and win a state championship. And they're big up front. They can run. They got speed. They have a quarterback who's a junior now, who can throw. So, they're excellent. They're the best team I've seen.
So who else is out there? I mean, in terms of, they won't get a chance to prove themselves against, a double L. Like, they, I mean, I don't know. You have, in, when I look at your list, Hand is another undefeated team, right? So, how would they match up against a team like that?
Well, it's hard to tell, obviously. What they do here in Connecticut, which is actually nice, is they have this thing called the Football Alliance, which is basically an agreement. If you think of Connecticut high school football, as we do a lot like the NCAA, which we have a lot of conferences here. And so they have an agreement with the conferences to cross over and play each other a couple times a year early in the season. And they have a lot of crossovers, which allows you to have a Windsor to play a Darien and so on and so forth. So you can kind of get an idea of who's better than this team or that team. I mean, you're just not going to be able to play everybody, unfortunately. But you can kind of do like the transitive property thing, where this team beat that team, beat this team type of a deal. But, I mean, it just comes down to the competition, who you get, and Windsor certainly had its share of it. You're not going to see him play Hand, but Hand's going to play a really good team at Brookfield, too, and they play some teams that maybe Windsor. It's hard to really parse the whole thing, but right now they're looking at if they finish undefeated, they're probably going to be number one, because there are a lot of good teams in their division right now.
So, I mean, Hand is down on the shoreline. I'm just curious, because you in the top 10, you got Darien, New Canaan, Greenwich, a lot of teams in Fairfield County. Why is the football seemingly stronger and deeper down there?
Yeah, I mean, head-to-head matchups, well, at least the last 10 years, or 12, maybe even 15 years, Fairfield County football has just kind of far and above exceeded anywhere else in the state, especially. I mean, I remember the previous decade, the 2000s, early 2000s, it was really a Central Connecticut type of league. You have Jack Cochran's New Britain and Bloomfield teams. You had, Southington and Xavier winning. And then even early on in the 2010s, Xavier winning. But now it's kind of really switched. They've really kind of taken it seriously down in Fairfield County. You have New Canaan and Darien really up the ante, and they started just collecting state championships. And then all the teams around them, they need to, somehow beat those teams. So they pump more money into it. It's a lot of money thing, clearly, obviously, down in Fairfield County. They got plenty of it.
Yeah.
So if the community really kind of invests itself in football, they tend to do pretty well with it. And they're able to do a lot of things that maybe a lot of other communities can't do.
We're talking with Sean Patrick Bowley from Game Time CT. You go to ctinsider.com and you can find all the high school coverage. I still feel whether it's radio or TV or newspapers or new media, high school sports is still people, you can't find good information on it. So local media that covers it, I think you get a lot of attention because people still want to see their kid's name in the paper or their picture in the paper. So the paper isn't the paper anymore. It's Game Time CT. I'm just curious. I don't want to end on a sad note, but this story out of Bloomfield with this young man who passed away. I mean, do they have any insight of what might have happened or no idea?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. We don't really know. They're kind of, I mean, it's still pretty early. It only happened, the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, this is something that's just something that happens more often than we care to admit about. I mean, last year, we had a kid from West Haven, same deal, walked off the practice field and collapsed. Windsor, that happened too. Also, last year, middle of the season, a kid at practice, they couldn't revive him. It happens all over the country. I'm not a doctor. I can't really speculate on why.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it might have to do with being, jarred around in practice and you have heart issues that you don't maybe not be diagnosed. I really don't know, but that's certainly something that a lot of you know, schools and parents and people who have their kids play football might be concerned about.
It's a tragedy. Yeah. Listen, Sean, we appreciate the time. A lot of great insight. Maybe when we can circle back when we get the finalists for each division.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right. That is Sean Patrick Boley from Game Time CT. You just go to CT Insider and you can check all of it out yourself.